Masachas Nida Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Gimel. I'm going to give a brief introduction to this Mishnah, even though it will be a bit lengthy, because these are important klalos to know in Hilchas Nida. So, midaraisa, a woman becomes either a Nida or a Zava if she feels the dam in her body, what we call a hargasha, if there's a hargasha, and then she's boidik herself and she sees dam. So the Chacham learned this, we learned this from the pasuk in the Torah, v'isha kisiya zava dam, yiya zava b'besara. Now, if she notices dam without feeling it, without a hargasha, nevertheless, she becomes either a nida or a zava, because we assume that her body did experience this dam, even though she doesn't remember feeling it, because she saw it. The Chacham went a step further and said that if a woman sees a kesem is a stain, a blood stain on her body or on her clothing, she becomes either a nida or a zava, provided each of the following four conditions are met. Number one, the size of the stain has to be larger than a gris, which is a diameter of 19 millimeters, which is about the size of a penny. Number two, the stain, if found on her clothing, has to be on a white piece of material. Number three, the material has to be something that could be mekalotoma. And number four, the stain we can't attribute it to something else. So these are just important klalos to know about Hilchas Nida. And keeping that in mind, we'll do the Mishnah now. Haraya kesem, that if someone, if she would notice a stain on her garment during one of the days that she would possibly be Anida. So then the Mishnah says, Harezu mikul keles. She is confused. What that means is, since she doesn't know when the Nida started, and she can't calculate when her 7 days of Nida will end, when the 11 days of Ziva will begin. So she's Mikul Keles over here in this case. V'chasheshes min shum zav, and she has to be concerned about being a zav. She has to, as well, Divrei Meir, these words of Rameir. Then what he's saying is, additionally, she has to be concerned about a ziv. A woman notices a stain on one of the last 8 days that she is susceptible to become a zav. So if the stain is larger than 3 grisim, according to Wamshat, we'll stick with that one for now, she has to assume that she is a Zava Gedoyla, because it's possible that on each of 3 consecutive preceding days, she stained an amount equal to a little bit more than a gris. As a Zava Gedoyla, she has to count her 7 clean days, following which she brings the carbon. This is very, very important. And this is what the carbon, incidentally, by the way, is not eaten in midaraisa, because it wouldn't be certain that she's a zava, but nevertheless, it has real ramifications, serious ramifications, in how she counts her nida and zava cycle. These are the words of Rameir, as we said. The chacham said, "Ein baksam mishum zav." There's nothing inherent in individual bloodstains to make someone a zava gedayla. The Gemara says that the chacham is talking about here, Rav Chanina ben Antignus, who says that a single bloodstain can never cause a woman to become a zav gedayla, no matter what size. But he would agree that if a woman finds 3 stains on 3 consecutive days, then she could become a zava gedayla. Mishnah Yud Dalet is quite a difficult Mishnah, and I'll do my best to explain it. I'm going to include the Gemara's explanation in the Mishnah, and we're going to leave some of it not unresolved, but we're not going to delve into it too much, Be'ion, so we can get through this recording in a somewhat timely manner. Again, a brief introduction, which is important to keep in mind for this Mishnah. The cycle of Nida and Ziva is as follows. When a woman sees her dam the first time, so then she starts her Nida cycle. 7 days later, then Nida ends and her days of Ziva begin. 11 days later, days of Ziva end, and if she were to see dam again, then she would again become a Nida. Okay, that's the short version. The first part of our Mishnah is talking about a case when a woman sees dam during Bein HaShemashos of the last day that she's in a state of Nida, or during Bein HaShemashos on the last day of Ziva. So generally, when we say Bein HaShemashos in Halacha, it's a suffix. We don't know if it's day or night, so therefore we don't know which day occurred. So therefore, if someone would see dam during one of these Ben Hashmash's days, that would create a suffix regarding Nida and Ziva. And therefore, the woman would have to be machmer both Nida and Ziva. Okay, now that's one introduction to keep in mind. The next thing is that the wording of our Mishnah, as we'll see in a second, is troublesome. And the Gemara does discuss it. I'm going to explain what the Gemara comes out with, and additionally, I'm going to give another pshat as well. The Mishnah says, Haraya yoyim acharas ben hashmashas. Someone who sees dam on the 11th day ben hashmashas. Tchilas nida v'soif nida, tchilas ziva v'soif ziva. So those are the words of the Mishnah. But the Gemara asks a very obvious kasha, which is, the beginning of Nida can't be the end of Nida. The beginning of Nida is the end of Ziva. So what does it mean, Tchilas Nida, Soif Nida, and Tchilas Ziva, Soif Ziva? So the Gemara really changes the Lashon and says that the Mishnah really means, Haraya Yoyim Acharas Ben Hashmashes, Tchilas Nida, V'Soif Ziva, the 11th day, which is the beginning of Nida and the end of Ziva, Uvashvi L'Nidasa, or on the 7th day of Nida, Soif Nida, which is the end of Nida, Utchila Ziva, and the beginning of Ziva. That's how the Gemara explains it, and the Mishnah obviously reads quite nicely and makes sense there. There is merit, however, to trying to keep the words of the Mishnah intact, and therefore I saw in my father's Mishnayis, that he wrote Mishnayis Chavrusa, and he brings a pshat that he says his pshat in the way to read the Mishnah would be Haraya Yom Acharaser Bein Hashmashes, that if someone were to see Adam on the 11th day Bein Hashmashes Tchilas Nida, which is the beginning of Nida, V'Soif Nida, or at the end of Nida Tchilas Ziva, which is the beginning of Ziva, V'Soif Ziva, or at the end of Ziva. That pshat also would makes sense, and you would be able to read the Mishnah quite nicely with that reading as well. Either way, we understand that the suffix of Ben Hashmashis is between Nida and Ziva, and that is the question of the Mishnah. So with that in mind, let's do the actual text of the Mishnah. Harayam Acharaser Ben Hashmashis, Tchilas Nida V'Soif Nida, Tchilas Ziva V'Soif Ziva, as we just explained what that all means. So she sees Dam Ben Hashmashis, and there's a suffix. Or Yom Arba'im L'Zachar, the 40th day after giving birth to a male, V'Yom Shmonim L'Nekeva, or on the 80th day after giving birth to a Nekeva. Again, this would create a suffix, and we've discussed this in length, a bit more length in previous Mishnayos, about 40 days and 80 days. So, Ben Hashmashes Lekulim, during the Ben Hashmashes in any of these events, Harayelu Toyos, these are all quote-unquote Toyos, meaning confused, and at least for the cases in the beginning of the Mishnah, not the Arbayim Zachar and Yom Shmonim Lekeva, but for the other cases, we assume the Chumrah of being a Nida and a Zava. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ach atem sakinas ashaitos taknu asab pikchos." Before you reconcile the shaitos, the fools, which literally fools, but really what it means, those who are confused because they see during Ben Hashmashes this like weird case, quote unquote, taknu asab pikchos. First, reconcile the people who are sane, meaning people who don't have a suffix which day. It wasn't Ben Hashmashes. They know what day they saw it, but they need help in reconciling what their cycle of Nida and Ziva is, because it's such an unusual cycle that they don't know what to do. And there's a couple of different things that this could be. It would be, let's say, for a woman who sees Dam every other day, or a woman who sees every other night, or someone who sees 2 days in a row and then nothing for the next 2 days, etc., things like that. Those types of things where there's no suffix on what day she actually saw the Dam, but she still needs help to reconcile how she can deal with this case of with her cycle, and how she could be a Nida when she will become clean from being a Nida. And the Gemara continues and discusses this a little bit more at length. And as always, feel free to delve into this on your own.